Remember that movie with Tom Hanks, The Terminal, where he was a character trapped in an airport? It's actually based on a true story about an Iranian refugee stuck at a Paris airport without his papers. Our next story is also about people stuck in between without proper documents. But in this case, they're not trapped in an airport. They're confined to a small swath of land in southeast Texas along the Mexican border. The World's Jason Margolis explains.
Tanya Chavez is one of an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States. But her story is different than most others living here without papers. She lives along the Rio Grande River in the southeastern corner of Texas. Some Texans call this area North Mexico. It's one of the poorest parts of the U.S.
We're not Mexico, and we're not United States. We're somewhere in between.
Chavez says the food and celebrations are very Mexican, but business and government, that's very American, and so is immigration law. When Chavez was in eighth grade, her parents sent her and her 18-year-old brother from Mexico to live in the Rio Grande Valley on tourist visas. Chavez overstayed her visa and went on to attend high school, college, and grad school in the U.S. along the Texas-Mexico border. She's now 29 and lives in Edinburgh, a small city about 20 miles from the Rio Grande River. Because she's undocumented, she's afraid of traveling far from home, or else she'll hit so-called interior checkpoints. They're the second lines of immigration defense along the U.S. southern border.
To the west, we have Laredo, Texas, and outside Laredo, Texas, there is a checkpoint. And to the north, we have the checkpoint with...
If she stopped at one of the checkpoints, she could be deported. Her box to roam pretty much freely is about 7,000 square miles, an area of border towns and Texas desert scrub slightly smaller than the size of New Jersey.
That's it. That's all. That's my cage. Those are my surroundings.
Chavez says she knows a lot of other undocumented immigrants here like her, stuck like this in the borderlands. Estimates are in the tens of thousands. Chavez can go back to Mexico. But if she does, there's no guarantee she'll get back to Texas. After all, she and her parents violated immigration rules. It's an odd existence for Chavez, made odder by the near ubiquitous presence of Border Patrol agents.
We eat with them at restaurants all the time. They're our neighbors.
Does that ever make your blood rise a little when you're like, oh, I'm sitting down, there's two Border Patrol guys there, or are you just used to it?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. I guess it just depends. Sometimes you don't think about it. You don't even realize that you're sitting right next to Border Patrol and you've been there for like over an hour until you notice them. I mean, you just have to go on with your life.
Chavez has a steady job at a nonprofit. She's also a community activist. She has plenty of friends and says she's generally happy here. But she misses her parents. They live in Mexico. They can come visit her for a day using a border crossing card, but there are hassles and travel costs.
I speak with them over the phone every day. I text with them every day. But obviously it's difficult, like the holidays, Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know, like you go to church and you can really enjoy when everyone's celebrating with their parents, and I can't do that. And on my birthday, like, everyone goes to the front of the church to be blessed, and I just don't want to walk up to the front because, like, this loner is coming to celebrate her birthday at the church by herself.
Chavez's story could have a happy ending. She could apply for DACA, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program President Obama created to protect young immigrants like Chavez who were brought to the U.S. illegally as kids. But Chavez was disqualified from the program on a technicality. That's why she's taking her story to the media. She says until policies change to protect more immigrants like her, she'll keep speaking. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.